Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Teams keep trying to trade for Ben Simmons. Real quick, I just saw this. It's the Pistons offer Jeremy Grant, Sadiq Bey, Kelly Olynyk, and a first-round pick for Ben Simmons. And the Sixers said, no thank you.
That's we want not a lot there. Picks. Not a lot no, going on there. No. Yeah, that's a tough one if you're the Sixers.
Not the market, just to say the least. All right, are you ready for your golf bets? Is it time?
I think it's time. So we got two things to accomplish in this segment. We're gonna do some golf bets. We'll do some overnights. And for people who are not tired of hearing my voice whatsoever, I'll be on BetMGM tonight in 38 minutes to talk about the NFL playoffs this weekend. Should be I was gonna say barrel of laughs. That would have been sarcastic. I actually like going on the show. We have a lot of fun. But it's just the point is I would you'd like 7:20. I'm on BetMGM tonight anyway.
All right, let's get into the golf bets.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
Just don't have a brim on my hat, so I just pull the South Park label.
Yeah, just do the.
That's a tough one.
Or you got to do like the ball, the bouncy thing. That'll work.
Oh yeah, like up to the tee box, it's Ken Barkley.
Yeah,
like. bow with it. That's
what it's a little bow. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Appreciate it. Just gonna wave the pom pom at everybody. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Oh jeez.
Costas and Tyler will both be on tomorrow to give their bets out in the normal time. For people who have followed Tyler, it's basically the third week of the season. I know there's swing season in the fall. There's been three tournaments. There's been Tournament of Champions, Sony Open, both in Hawaii, and this one. Tyler has hit an outright in the first tournament. Cameron Smith, Tournament of Champions. Nick hit an outright last week. Hideki Matsuyama, since he's Asian and Nick only bets on Asian golfers, one of the weirdest things that I've ever encountered in betting. And he won. So, hey, how about some positive karma toward this guy for the third tournament, please? Would be great. Thank you. Seamus Power coming fourth, but have no prayer last week. Awesome. So great. Anyway, this tournament has frequently produced long shot winners. I told James Mazzola I didn't have anybody. I thought I said over 100-1 because I have some exactly 100s. I don't have anybody over 100-1, but I have a couple at exactly 100-1. Sort of a bucket, if you will, for this tournament. I'd rather play like six or seven guys kind of long price that are a little behind the leading pack than try to pick and choose. I think a lot of these guys are either appropriate or even too low. Like I can't, like, can Sung Jae Im win? Yes. Do I want to pay 20 or less? Never. Can Taylor Gooch win? Of course. Played great one during the swing season. Do I want to bet him at 28? No. Can Abe Anser win after he's played terrible for 2 weeks? Yes. Do I want to bet him at 24? No, not even close. So these guys are all like winners. They can all, you know, maybe one of them is worthy of a bet. It's just, they're all really low priced right now for having a chance to win. And a lot of them aren't actually that accomplished. They probably won once on tour, maybe twice in a couple cases. So I think all those guys are kind of being rated appropriately of that group, kind of like the, like Rahm and Cantlay, I don't think the prices are bettable, and they're awesome, but they're just, I don't think the prices are bettable. Of that like second tier, like everyone's going to talk themselves into Zalatoris again and probably be wrong because that's the way it works every week. I'd probably bet Seamus Power before I'd bet anybody else in that group, like 30 plus on him. But for the longer shot guys, I think there's some interesting options in here, to be honest. A few that that stand out. I'm going to take, this list is pretty stupid. Matthew Wolf, you can find 40 plus on him in a bunch of places. Have him rated very close to some of the other guys who are 20, 25, 30 in this tournament. He would definitely be a guy for me to target this week. And then some hundreds. Harold Varner III pops for me this week. And again, it's sort of like this, the similar to the Embiid NBA MVP discussion. If you're listening to this on the podcast, would recommend checking that clip out. Not that this guy has to win, but what is the true difference between him and everybody else in the field? Is it being exaggerated? So Varner's more than 100-1 in a few places. I think he's 100-1 at a bunch of others. So like monster price. And again, like just the difference between him and that tier is, I think, just a little exaggerated. Gary Woodland, I feel like the exact same thing. Can find 100 on him. There's a couple 96s on him, 96-1 for him to win. So Varner and Woodland, as well as Matthew Wolf. And then a couple other guys to think about who I've not added yet, but I'm sort of considering adding. Kevin Streelman would be one. Again, plot like 100 plus to one on him. And then he's become like a running joke on the show. We're going to get back into like the mid tier with this conversation. This is the last guy. I know Patrick Reed's going to burn me and win a tournament. And I know this is like the worst spot to be in, where I bet him like six times in the last 15 tournaments. I haven't bet him every week, but like I bet him a lot, especially recently. And it has been not rewarded whatsoever. I guess he switched drivers to like a PXG. You know, I don't know if you watch golf at all, Nick, but like PXG is like the company that like they make their own clubs. They got like the full metal jacket drill sergeant guy doing the voiceover stuff. Yes. So I guess
that's right.
I guess Patrick Reed switched to their driver and immediately went like -5 strokes gained off the tee in the first round after switching to their driver. So I'm just like, I don't know if I can bet him pre-tournament here, man. That's like tough. The price is a little crazy. Like I've seen 40 on him. Like he can't be priced the same as Zalatoris. One guy's won 0 times, one guy's won 10. Like it's a little different. So I might add some Patrick Reed because I'm stubborn and I think the price might be valuable. At the same time, apparently he's using a driver that he hates that's made by a drill sergeant. So like, I don't know.
That's good.
But he's just another guy I would think about. So some options to consider there. Should be a fun tournament. Long shots win a lot. Just keep that in mind. Rahm's amazing. He's also like 5-1, 6-1 in a bunch of places. So not sure that's bettable. When he wins, 10 to 12% of his starts, career, lifetime. That's not a price that you pay for somebody who wins at that frequency, even if he's amazing and he comes in like the top 10 every week. So, so just to kind of wrap up. So of that kind of mid-tier, like Reed or Seamus Power, I think make a ton of sense. Varner, Woodland, Streelman, Matthew Wolf are definitely bets that I have on my card at three of those at really, really long shot prices. So try to take a couple shots here. We'll see what happens.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.